This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into grandma pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau. Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Welcome, everyone, to ENN on this, one of the best days of a tough year. And that is Thanksgiving Wednesday, baby. Now, listen. No, it's not an ideal Thanksgiving for a lot of people. I even told everyone earlier in the show and decided to cancel plans with my parents. We agreed it was not the thing to do in spite of being really safe and everyone getting tested. They're in their 70s and it just didn't seem like the move. It seemed like the move was to buckle down and keep it safe. So to everyone out there who's going to be missing people, who they're not able to be with, obviously we send our love, thoughts, and blessings, and of course to those like our friend Dave Rothenberg, who are going to be having a holiday for the first year without someone there because of COVID. We're sending our love and thoughts and prayers to you as well, and Don, of course, to your Aunt Polly, who you just lost. I know the holiday time can be rough for everyone, so hope everyone's able to find something positive to hold on to and enjoy at least some delicious food and luxuriate in the beautiful picks that I just gave you for tomorrow's games. Cool. I'd like to start off tonight by saying, after that warm message, good evening to Michael.
Brandon, Minnesota.
Yes, that's how they say it.
Great
town. I don't understand something. I really...
I don't care for that at all.
Yeah, I don't understand. By the way, Jarv looked it up. You're 2-2 with your Washington picks this year.
Okay.
That was a terrible drop by RJ.
Yeah, well, RJ, what's going on there?
Said a terrific city, and then like he's talking about 2 seconds later, I go state. I just say state. So RJ finds a lot of humor in that.
That's been around for a couple months now. It's actually been played before with, I wouldn't say fanfare, I'd say mild fanfare.
Really?
Yeah.
That wouldn't even make the NIT.
Can I hear it again? I want to be clear.
No, it's not going to play again. It's over.
Don't ever play it again.
It's been deleted. It's gone forever.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. What was the other one below the NIT?
Don,
CBI.
I can't believe you're digging in this way. You know how seriously RJ takes his job. He's gonna turn off the mic and slam his phone down and curse.
No, I think he realized. Listen, nobody bats 1,000, and I think that means the next heaping of praise he gets will be more appreciated because he knows that it's truthful.
RJ,
that
true.
That drop was repugnant.
RJ, do you feel that way, or will you go home tonight and throw darts at a picture of Donald Trump?
No, not at all. Listen, 2020 is the year you need to be adaptable. We need to move off things that aren't working. So
That's right. Okay, so...
Hey.
Wait, you didn't say hello to Don.
Oh.
That's what Friday's going
to RJ's going to bounce back here. Get me to laugh out loud.
Well, a lot of pressure here. Good evening to Don.
Michael, if I never talk to you again, I'd be good.
Very good. Was that today?
No. He says but that all
I
the
think
time.
It every day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
So, Sam Darnold is hopeful to return Sunday. He practiced on Wednesday for the
is
first
he really?
Time. I hope he's hopeful.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flacco said he looked, quote, live, although based on his performance the other day with that pick six, I don't know if he could recognize a live quarterback arm.
That's unfair.
Guy won a Super Bowl.
Guy's a Super Bowl MVP.
I know, and he has unbelievable statistics. I mean, he passed Joe Montana in yardage, which was like... That's like... I don't even know how to say it, but there are all these music records
it's
that come...
Inhumane!
There are all these music records that come out now. Oh, this surpassed this, and this surpassed that, because streaming is the way it's done now. And it's like, don't compare the things. You know, back
unless
in the
you
day,
go to Sam Goody and pick up an album, it's not
that's
the same
my point. Thing. So Drake has surpassed the Beatles like a gazillion times. And I'm like, but the Beatles required people going to a store and buying a 7-inch record. That's how the records went number one. Drake's getting number ones because every song on his album on iTunes gets ranked as a single. It's not right. It's inhumane, as RJ said.
It's inhumane!
But Joe Flacco did have a nice career. Let's hear from Adam Gase. Does Sam Darnold need to change the way he plays to stay healthy?
Well, I mean, I think we can help with some of the things that we do as a coaching staff, just making sure, you know, let's not run like lead draw with him. We can avoid some of those type of things. But I think at the same time, we got to let him play the way he's accustomed to playing. You know, his biggest thing to protect himself is, you know, when he gets in those positions outside the pocket, you know, it might be a throwaway instead of trying to do something crazy and extend the play to the point of, you know, he's putting him in some harm's way. I think there are some things that he can do to protect himself, but at the same time, where it does completely take away from the way that he plays.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Adam Gase on continuing to be the middleman when it comes to play calling.
You know, I'm sending things in. It's more a situation that I can help in some of the situation stuff. You know, when there's certain things where he's like, hey, take a look at some of these third down situations, you know, and I'm able to call a couple of those or some 2 minute stuff. Like I enjoy doing that. I mean, the fact that like we can work like that. I mean, I think that's unique and it's fun that we're able to work like that.
All right. Now I hate the circus, but what the Jets are doing with their offense reminds me of the little car that used to run into one of the rings in the circus. And all these clowns would pile out. It was inefficient. It didn't make sense to me as a child. And it makes no sense to me what they're doing at their offense with two people essentially calling plays and playing the game of telephone before it gets to the quarterback. Idiocy. Idiocy. Idiocy.
But you know what it kind of seems like to me? My analogy is, it's like when you're younger and your dad lets you do something. Like he's going to let you work on the car for the first time or rake the leaves or mow the lawn for the first time. It's like, here you go. Mow the lawn. And every 3 seconds he stops and he's saying, no, you got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. You got to do it this way. And you know, he's not really letting you do it. Like if you give Loggins the play calling, then why are you on top of him every single second? Then why are you allowing him to make the play? Why don't you just do it yourself? Your job is not to train the next offensive coordinator in this league. The next head coach of this league, your job is to get the best play possible for your quarterback to help the offense run efficiently. So is he training or is he coaching?
Now, I just want to warn everyone, this Please. Is a big ENN. It's a lot of stories. If you have a long drive ahead, you're going to get lots of ENN. In fact, bump the 7 o'clock show. Who's on?
Carlin.
Yeah, I love Chris. Start him at 7:30. We got a lot here. So, Michael, it's been a while since we talked about Manish Mehta and the Jets. Mm-hmm. And the story that Chris Carlin leaked a few months ago that Manish had lost his credential. Well, now,
if any year you're going to lose your credential, this is the one.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You don't have to go to the game anyway.
That's a very good point.
Just get on the Zoom.
But now there's been a whole lot of info that is coming out. It started with a former sports journalist who's now a producer who started dropping information from a Jets beat writer friend. And then Charles McDonald, who's been covering the Jets for the Daily News, is leaving to go to For the Win. On his way out the door, he tweeted, he's looking forward to, quote, getting back into more national coverage now that I'm not being used to hold up the facade that a certain Jets writer still has access to the team. He called Manish a freak, which is not necessarily what you want. Time to spread my wings and fly and disassociate myself with the freak that usually covers you guys. And supposedly, it sounds like Manish was essentially taking, according to other people, that he was getting information from other people, not crediting them, and acting as if it was his own. And there's also a weird story about him showing up to a baseball game of Joe Douglas's high school age son. Guys, this is an absolute mess.
Scary.
It's odd, for sure. I don't know why the guy who's leaving would do that scorched earth. That doesn't serve him well.
But I thought you would appreciate that.
Well, I mean,
you're a big vindictive guy.
I listen, for all you kids in the car right now, Only be vindictive when it can't come back and boomerang you.
But you are in a position where his story is very believable and credible on a lot of lines because of Manisha's standing right now with the revoked credential. So you could say, well, he's kind of burning bridges, but maybe what he's doing is confirming something that really bothered him for a long time and bothered other people for a long
time. It is interesting for the Jets to revoke a reporter's credential, then not have the newspaper even fight it. But the newspaper continues to have that said reporter, who they're not fighting to get the credential back, still cover the Jets. It doesn't paint the Daily News in the greatest light. So you wonder what's going on there. And then I read the story where Peter is getting some of this information, and they said that because Manisha's stuff is so polarizing that he writes, he gets mega clicks on social media, and that's all the Daily News cares about.
Yeah. See, that's the sad thing about newspapers right now. And I know you're a defender, Michael, but it's unfortunate that where we're in the situation is it's all about the clicks. So being journalistic integrity, getting the story right, that doesn't matter. What matters right now to a lot of these newspapers, Michael, is what story gets the clicks. And Manish, for better or worse, has had connections going back to the Rex days that has gotten a lot of people fired up. And they'll even hate click. Like, there's a lot of people, because I covered that team for 16 years, who couldn't stand him because of the angles that were worked. But people will go to the stories and hate read them and be mad at him and all that, but it's still getting clicks. So they look at it and say, well, I can't let this guy go. He's getting 20,000 more clicks than the other guy who's doing it the right way. And that's where the credibility of the newspapers, Michael, takes the hit. How can somebody still be covering the team when his credentials been revoked? I don't know if it was by the Jets or by the NFL. I've heard two different stories on that one.
Well, even if it was by the Jets, you would think that the Daily News would go to the NFL and complain, but the NFL has backed up the Jets.
Right. So if this has been sanctioned by the NFL, that he is not allowed to cover their sport and not be replaced by the Daily News because he gets more clicks than his replacement would, then you wonder why journalistic integrity is out the window and we start talking about newspapers?
Listen, the only problem that I've ever had with Manish is, you know, what he did to Doug Marrone. I mean, that was a character assassination because he didn't want Doug Marrone to get the job. So he went out of his way, and it's easy to you could always find somebody to say something bad about somebody if you continue to dig. If you have to 100 people and then two people say, "Oh, he's a creep," and then you just print those two people's comments, I truly believe the power of the pen. Manish, in his own way, cost Doug Marrone the Jet job.
Right.
Because Woody Johnson was a coward saw the Daily News just assailing this guy.
Right.
And he backed out of a tacit agreement that was going to make Doug Marrone the coach. That's why Doug Marrone opted out of the Buffalo Bills job.
That's why I think this story is funny, is because seeing someone vindictively get back at Manish, who's kind of been defined by his own vindictiveness and angles that he's working against people and his axes to grind, there's kind of a sweet irony here.
But now, can I tell you one thing, though, Peter, because you haven't worked in the business? A lot of people that write. I'm not defending Manish. I'm not. A lot of people that write have personal agendas.
Of course. But
I've seen it through the years. I've seen columnists that don't specifically like a certain person and hammer after hammer after hammer. So, you know, you're supposed to be right down the middle, but everybody's a human being. Everybody has feelings. Everybody has emotions. And those emotions and feelings sometimes lead you to look for things that others might not look for.
But at the end of the day, you do what you do, right? And if he wanted to be that way and it worked for him, because he covers the team, so he's supposed to be down the middle. But we see a lot of columnists that have opinions, and they're paid to have their opinions. And you want to be provocative. You want to dig a little deeper. You want to find a different angle. That's fine. All right? It may not be what everybody likes, but, hey, that's how he decided to do business. And if the Jets wanted to buy into his assassination, basically, of Marrone, then that's the Jets' problem, not Manisha's problem. Okay?
No. Absolutely.
Right.
And it's funny. The Jets' takeaway is his credential, and they actually passed on a coach because of the stuff Manish wrote.
But I got to tell you, what bothers me is when the credentials revoked, all right? Because I've seen this happen in other sports, Michael, where a team is upset with a said writer not to let him be credentialed, all right? We've seen that in many different sports. But when it's sanctioned by the league, there's something more to it. That's not just Team A being sensitive about what's being written. Team A upset because he did something that made the team look bad. When the NFL backs it, Michael, it tells you that something really sordid must have happened. And for the Daily News to keep him, not you want to keep him as a writer on your staff, fine. But to have him continue cover the team when the credentials been revoked by the team and backed by the league, come on, you got to look deeper into that. How can that be? At least take him off the jeppy, put him someplace else.
Well, it's odd. It's all very odd. But let's move on to something happier. It's called Russell Wilson Watch.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson Watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend and your wife is over here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Sierra posted a goofy video of her and Russell, and naturally when there's videos of Sierra and Russell on Twitter, well, awkwardness ensues. Let's hear.
Okay, babe, so we have our fragrance out, RNC fragrance.
Just drop RNC.
Yeah. And so I want to play a fun game of what you smell like. Mm. Okay, so we just have fun.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start it or you start it?
Go ahead, you go.
Okay, you smell like a nice, spicy chicken sandwich.
Hey, you know how those go. you smell like you're about to get pregnant again, is what you smell like.
You always got to go
you
there.
You keep getting all up close to me like that.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
Telling you, you know how I work. Right?
Stop.
Y'all keep playing with me. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to get that RNC fragrance, fellas. Get
the RNC fragrance,
baby. I'm telling y'all, it's over.
I can't even come back to that one.
Mm-hmm, that chicken sandwich, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. RNC fragrance.
Eat the whole chicken sandwich, too.
Boy, that's sickening.
Yeah, it's
so saccharine. I wouldn't want to spend time with those two people.
I know.
Like at a dinner party. I'd walk away. If those two people were hanging and then I got into a conversation and they started that act, I'm out.
No, absolutely. I can't take it. I can't. You're right.
It's only like when
I'd be out like of there even quicker than if I smell Bubonge.
You remember the episode? You remember the episodes of The Cosby Show that were, like, so annoying because Cliff and Claire were, like, entirely too cute?
Right. Yes.
It's that. It's like, okay.
But it's not. But here's the thing, Peter. Sometimes you get caught in the moment. But you're doing this on social media. That's not getting caught in the moment.
Oh, no, that
it's
is the moment.
It's all staged garbage. He is such a good guy and such a great player. What are you doing?
Hey, you know, you say he's a good guy. We have no idea. A lot of his teammates don't like him.
Well, I think they don't like him because of this. But I don't see any evidence that he's a bad guy.
No, I don't think he's a bad person.
But the awkwardness of all this is probably why people are like, I don't know, this is odd.
Yeah, and then sometimes he sounds like Dudley Do-Right, and then he's like, you know,
Seattle.
And you have a Dudley Do-Right?
I think right now, you know, going into year nine, you know, I'm trying to break away. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's like two different personalities.
And then cutesy. Yeah. Anyways, so the Steelers are reportedly not happy with the NFL's decision to postpone their game tomorrow night. Yes, it has been postponed to 1:15 on Sunday, where it will also still be on NBC. And 1:15, interesting. Several members of the Steelers took to social media to voice their displeasure with the postponement, including Juju Smith-Schuster, Eric Ebron, and other players. Second time the Steelers' schedule has been affected by COVID-19. Week 4 against Tennessee was moved to Week 7 because of an outbreak with the Titans. Now, to follow up on that, the Ravens have released a statement. And it reads as follows. The Baltimore Ravens have disciplined a staff member for conduct surrounding the recent COVID-19 cases that have affected players and staff at the Ravens. So I guess they may have figured out whoever did what led to this.
Now, you know, it's funny. I don't know if the league could win in this year, because before the game was canceled, a member of the Ravens tweeted out, "Game still not canceled. Yeah, player safety. What a joke." Then they canceled it, and then Claypool of the Steelers tweeted out, "What a joke." So you're always going to tick somebody off. These are really uncertain, terrible times, and you're going to have to take measures that that are a little different. You think that CBS and Fox, who pay all that money, they really want to have NBC up against them on Sunday?
NFL, I mean, Michael, the NFL did not want to do this.
No way.
They did not want it because and NBC doesn't want to do it. And given NBC the 1:15 game, yeah, that could tick off CBS and it could tick off Fox because it gives them another level of competition. But NBC still's paying the big price. That would have been a nice ratings for them. Thanksgiving night, great rivalry. Now it's going to get lost at like 1:15 where
totally. People
that really would want to watch that game are now going to watch their favorite team and now not watch that game. Everybody loses by this. But they finally made the right decision because they made a decision not based on money, but based on what's the right thing to do.
And there's no way that NBC could charge the same amount of money for commercials at 1:15 on a Sunday than they would at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. There's no way. Primetime numbers are different.
The Ravens have disciplined a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms and not consistently wearing a mask or tracking device.
He's got to be out
this
of the job.
This from Tom Pelissero.
Can you blackball him from the NFL? Would that be too strong?
Think about the millions of dollars
that it's costing. This one person, this one individual not following the rules is costing the NFL and the networks millions of dollars. That's enough for me to say that
Daryl Morey
cost
the NBA about $500 million and ended up getting another job and didn't even get fired from the one where he said what he said. So
I don't know.
Banning him for the year is a little much.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have some very unfortunate news here from Ian Rappaport. This just came in.
What's that?
The Cowboys strength and conditioning coordinator, Marcus Paul, has passed away.
Mm.
Practice was stopped on Tuesday. There was a medical emergency, and we knew it was bad because practice was completely canceled. Jerry Jones says, the loss of a family member is a tragedy, and Marcus Paul was a loved and valued member of our family. He was a pleasant and calming influence in our strength room and throughout the star. His passion for his work and his enthusiasm for life earned him great respect and admiration from all of our players and the entire organization. We offer our love and support to his family through this very difficult time. Our hearts are broken for his family and all of the individuals whose lives he touched and made better. And then another statement from Mike McCarthy. But man, that's really sad. And of course, the Cowboys turn around and play tomorrow.
That's tough. And this guy worked for the Giants for a long time, and they were very emotional about the news that he was in the hospital. And
worked for the Jets a couple of years, too.
Yeah. He was beloved. He seemed like, from all accounts, a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, there are all these guys who are part of the NFL family. You know, it's not that big a world. So there are these people that we have never really interacted with because of the job they have that know that touched so many people on so many teams. So really sad.
I wanted to just check out his statistics. I wanted to confirm he worked for the Jets. So I went to the Google.
Mm-hmm.
And what's on Google? Headline. Michael K. rips Aaron Boone's Gary Sanchez defense. Everybody has eyes. Big pic, gorgeous picture of Michael between Aaron Boone and Gary Sanchez.
Oh, no. Michael? How do you feel about this?
You can see right there.
Why would that be on Google if you called up the guy?
No, when I go to Google, that's there. Like, because if you go to Google, it's going to give you like different headlines of probably things that I follow that I'm interested in.
3 hours ago, from the New York Post, by Molly Walker, Michael K. rips Aaron Boone's Gary Sanchez defense. Everybody has eyes. Wow.
Well, you guys heard it. I mean, did I rip anybody?
Here's the quotes they have for you, just so you know when you get the text from Booney. I've liked this guy, he said, but when he said the Sanchez criticism was over the top, I was dumbfounded. It almost made me pull my hair. It's so unfair. His whole career, I've never killed Gary Sanchez, Kay said. I think that he had a really terrible year this year. I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig. Wow, they used lipstick on a pig in an article.
They're just quoting him from the...
No, but I like seeing Michael quoted as saying lipstick on a pig in print, Don. It needs to be there.
I love
it. That's why I was so offended that we were, quote, over the top. How are we over the top? My advice to Aaron, although I don't know that he would take any advice from me, is you're ruining your credibility by saying stuff like that because everybody has eyes. Everybody saw that what Sanchez did. Everybody saw the year that he had. Everybody saw that you didn't start him in a win-or-go-home game.
That's not ripping. I was just stating a fact. But, well, whatever. I understand headlines. I just don't understand. I said that yesterday, and it's now on the page?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came up this afternoon.
It's not exactly breaking news.
No.
Oh, wow. Thank you for listening to the show.
NJ.com this morning as well.
You're famous, wow. Michael.
Wow, what a headline grabber you are. I could get naked and jump up and down on the table and swing everything around right in the camera. No one would say a word. I mean, maybe Mushnick in an article about, you know, Biggie Smalls being the reason society is falling apart would say people like Dave Chappelle, Peter Rosenberg, and Beyonce are destroying society.
Did I ever tell you, because you might not even notice, that the exact thing
that
Mushnick was going to rip you for, he did?
Like, not rip him for.
No,
who,
me? No. You said that he the fact that the weekend is going to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You basically saw, oh, Mushnick's going to have an article about all the swear
words. No, Michael,
words and
Michael's the one
words.
Who detailed the article.
Bang.
Yep.
That's the article. You nailed it.
I've known Phil for 35 years. I know what bothers him, and I knew that once the weekend was announced, that was what was going to be.
He's a strange bird.
The strangest of birds. I've emailed with him before. I've tried to have rational dialogue.
Why is he strange? Because he has a different opinion than you?
Stop. Please stop.
The Clint Benedict, you know, turn of the century goalie mask he was wearing during the American Music Awards was disturbing.
Who, the Weeknd?
He looked like a burn victim.
Oh, you said the Weeknd is
the
a
Weeknd.
Little different.
Oh, I was talking about Mushnick.
I thought you said Phil was. I was defending Phil.
No.
Why? Well, first of all, why? Second of all.
Just because the guy has this is what's wrong with this country. A guy has a different opinion than you doesn't make him a bad guy. Makes him that you don't have the same opinion.
No, but you also just
said this. And there's a guy who's ripped me before. I mean, you have a right to have your opinion.
But you just said this earlier. He's also a great example of writers who have an axe to grind.
He doesn't know the Weeknd. He feels strongly about that. So once that was announced, I knew he was going to write a column. I want Roger Goodell, or in this case, he also said James Brown, to read the lyrics to his family. That's his go-to line. I just know. I've read him every column he's written for the last 40 years, 30 years, whatever.
You know you can't get those minutes back.
Hey, by the way, Bruce Springsteen is a musical guest on the next SNL.
Oh, well, guess what? I hope Lorne Michaels is willing to apologize and read the lyrics to every text message Bruce Springsteen's ever said out loud to his children. I hope he's willing to. But because the Weeknd is benign, but Mushnick doesn't know that because all he does is paint everything with the stupid broad brush. The Weeknd is not a violent artist or
but
an overly sexual artist.
He does use curse
profanity.
Words. Yeah. So I mean,
but that's painting with a broad brush. So does he not believe that Robert De Niro should ever be honored in any way? The Academy Award should apologize because Robert De Niro curses in films?
Listen, here's a good idea. Get Phil on your Friday show and debate him.
Oh.
That would be must listen. I'm not going to sit here and defend either side. I'm just going to defend the right to have an opinion.
Is it going to be good if I just scream at him and hang up on him?
Well, maybe he'll
I don't
scream
know if I'll
you.
Keep it together. It's so I've tried to bring it up with him over email. Like I said, he's so close-minded. He has made up his mind, and there's certain. I just think there's certain places we'd get to in the argument, i.e., you're white. Stop calling out black people for using the N-word. It's not your place. Shut up. That's where it ends. We don't see eye to eye. I don't believe as a white writer you have the right to call out black artists for using the N-word. I think you should shut up and know your role, like The Rock would say. Although you're not wrong that it would make compelling radio. I'll take it under advisement. He'd probably shoot me down, though.
Oh, I don't think Phil's afraid of anything. I don't think he'd shoot you down.
Oh, so
I
mean, now you think he's a hero. I mean, if you talked as nicely about me as you did Phil Mushnick, it would be a miracle.
I have had arguments with Phil about things he's written. He doesn't.
I don't think he'd back down from anything.
Afraid. He's not afraid. If you're thinking he's gonna hang up, he's not afraid of you. You're not afraid of him. It'll be compelling. I give him the whole 4 hours.
He's not afraid. All right, I wanted to tell you about Donovan Mitchell and Uno and the fact that NBA All-Star Weekend's been canceled in Indianapolis. So they'll go back in 2024. Or the fact that Kevin Harlan found out who his broadcast partner was going to be an hour before the game last week. But guess what? We say rest in peace to Diego Maradona, the great footballer. As Andrew said earlier, Mount Rushmore of soccer all-time, died at 60 years old today. That'll do it for ENN on this Thanksgiving Wednesday. I'm sorry I told you it was going to go long. I told you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.